Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 23rd day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shneimasar, Mishnah Dalad. Hacherish, person who's a deaf mute. Shenechalatz, who Chalitza was given to him by his Yevama, by his deceased brother's wife. Mishnah mentions Nechalatz in the Nifal, not like it usually does, chalitza or chalitza, because a cheresh is not of good sound and mind, or certainly not considered that way, and therefore he can't have in mind the proper process to mutter it with chalitza. V'chareish is shechalotz chalitza. Or, if it's not the man who was deaf-mute, but the woman was deaf-mute and did chalitza, did an act of chalitza. Or, v'hacholetzes lakotten, or one who gives chalitza to her deceased husband's brother, where the brother was under bar mitzvah. Chalitzosa pesula. We say that the chalitza is invalid. That means the cheresh that had chalitza done will not exempt with his chalitza the yevama if there is another valid brother. So if there's another kosher brother who can speak and who's of good sound of mind, he has to do chalitza to allow this woman to marry. Now, in the Chareshis Shechalitza, with a woman that was a Chareshis who did the Chalitza, it won't help her, the fact that Chalitza was done to her, because she can't accept Chalitza, she is not sound in mind, so any Chalitza done for her will be of no value whatsoever. And the only way that we can remedy for a Chareshis is just Yibum, just to live with her. The brother has to live with her, and that's the only way she can be freed up, if you like, or out of the zika, out of the connection. Normally there's two options, chalitz or yibum. Here, a chareshes does not have that ability, because she is a chareshes, she's of not sound in mind. V'acholetzes lekotn, and the one who gives chalitza to a kot, we said the chalitza is psula, because she's not able to have yibum after that chalitza. In other words, it's enough of an act to make her unfit for yibum if there's another adult brother, and she will need another chalitza that's kosher to mutter of everybody. This is the opinion our Mishnah follows, Rabbi Meir, who holds that whilst the chalitza done to a kotten, to a minor, is not valid, but it's valid enough to make her disqualified for any other of the brothers that wanted to do Yibum. If any other brothers were thinking to do Yibum, forget it. So she'll need a chalitza from one of the adult brothers. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi, the halacha is like the chachamim. The chachamim hold that the chalitza of a cotton is so invalid that it's rubbish, it's nothing. It's nothing. And therefore, she's allowed to have Yibum. This woman that had chalitza of a cotton. The cotton is of no effect what he did, and therefore the older brothers can do yibum with her. Now, what's the reason that we say that a deaf mute, whether it's a male or a female, whether it's the mother or the husband or the widow, why do we say that it's possible? And that's because they're not able to read the psukim at all. Now, even though we said before, we learned earlier on in this Masechta, that not reading the psukim is not a critical thing, it's not going to invalidate the chalitza, but that's only where they could do their reading, but they didn't. They were roi, they were fit to do the kriya, but they didn't. And then we say that it's not critical. But if they didn't even have the capacity to do the kriya, such as a person who is a deaf mute, or a person who was just couldn't speak, Ilaim, their chalitza would be possible. Ktana shechalitza, continues the Mishnah. What happens if a minor, the girl was a minor, the widow was a minor, who lost a husband that died without children? Shechalitza, who gave chalitza to an adult, to a godel. Tachlitz mishetagdol. She'll have to do chalitza again when she becomes bas mitzvah, when she becomes an adult, in order for her to be mutter for anybody to be able to get married. Vim loy chalitza, and if she didn't do chalitza after this cotton gave her as a ketana, chalitzos psula. We say that what she did as a chalitza is possible. Now, There's another girsa, there's another addition and in our Mishnah that says not it's posel, but in fact chalitzasa kashera, which means according to these opinions, the chalitza of a minor girl is going to be bidyavid kosher, will be all right. And the Mefarshim explained, what is the difference? Why is it when a minor boy, the man is the minor? And then we said that chalitza done to him is nothing. Whereas if it's the girl, if it's the widow who is the ketana, then we say that bidyavid it's kshera, according to one girsa. And the reason that they make the distinction is because how do we know a cotton can't do a chalitza or can't have chalitza done to him? It's because in the parsha of the chalitza it says, im lo yachpo it's ha'ish, if the man does not want. The man means an adult, clearly. And ish comes to mamai, it comes to exclude the cotton. But it never says isha. The word isha doesn't appear in the parsha. And because it doesn't say isha, so therefore that we don't exclude a minor if it's a girl. Is therefore even under bas mitzvah, if she did chalitza, then it would be kosher. However, those who have the girsa in our Mishnah, they have the text or that it says, which says chalitza is psula, is unfit, is because they compare the woman to the man. They say just like the man, if he's a cotton can't do chalitza, so also the woman as well. Mishnah Hey. We learned earlier on that mitzvah of chalitza has to be done in front of a beis din of three. What about if a chalitza was done in front of two instead of three? Chalitza bishnayim, what happens if she did chalitza in front of a beis din of only two people? Oy bishloisha, or she did it in front of three, but v'nimtza echad mehen karev, one of them was a relative of the yavam or the yavam. Oy posel, or maybe it was someone who was unfit for testifying or for din. So there was only two which were kosher. Chalitza osa psula. Says the Mishnah, in such a case, a chalitza will be unfit, will be possible, disqualified. Chalitza, a proper chalitza can only be done in front of three. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Hasandla, Machshirin. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Hasandla, Machshir, they say the chalitza will be okay. The chalitza will be okay, even if it's less than three. Or Maisa Be'echod, there was a story with a person, Shecholatz, Beino, Lebeino, who did chalitza privately between him and her. They just did a chalitza, Bebeisa, Isurin, in a prison. The Gemara explains two Adim saw it from the outside. Of Amaiselifnei Rabbi Akiva, and this story came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Farshim say that Rabbi Akiva was at that stage also in prison. He was locked in prison. V'hichshir, and he was machshir the chalitza. He said the chalitza was kosher. However, the halacha is like the Tanakama, that you need to have three, and if it's not done in front of three, it will be psula, it will be pasul chalitza.